to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 33 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. On this week's show, we're going to talk about the Magic Kingdom's quick service restaurants. We took a walk around Epcot a couple weeks ago. This week, we're going to take a walk around the Magic Kingdom. We'll hit each of the lands and talk about each of the quick service restaurants that they have in those lands. So for tonight's show, we have Sam from Sam's Disney Diary. How's it going, Sam?
I am hungry just thinking about the places we're going to stop on Main Street, let alone the rest of Magic Kingdom.
Tell me about it. We also have Jen from For the Love of Disney blog. How's it going, Jen?
Good. I'm excited to be here on a food podcast this time. I missed the last one. My favorite topic.
I know. Well, you're going to fit right in with this group. So for tonight's show, like I said, we're going to take a walk around the Magic Kingdom. Sam was good enough to do a little bit of homework for us, so he's going to explain some of the ground rules.
So here's what I did. Last time we walked around Epcot and just sort of talked about all of the counter service locations and lots of different food offerings around World Showcase and at Epcot. What I wanted to do this time is get ahead of it a little bit. So I did a little bit of homework. And when you talk quick service locations within the Magic Kingdom, according to Disney's website, and I will note that all of the data that you're going to hear me read tonight comes right from Disney's website. So we know that it's accurate as of May of 2014. These things change always. But right now there are 24 quick service locations within the Magic Kingdom. Of those 24 locations, some interesting statistics that I got as well. 13 of them offer some type of dining plan option, while 11 of them do not offer dining plan, according to Disney's website. If you break it down to breakfast, lunch, and dinner, there is one location that's listed as breakfast, and it's only breakfast. Ed, any idea what that might be?
Could be one of the stops on the way into the park. I'm going to guess the bakery.
Yeah, it's the bakery. We'll get to that one.
Cool.
Now, of the remainders, 12 of the locations are considered lunch, and 9 of them are considered dinner, which I thought was pretty interesting as related to the dining plan. Now, the 13 dining plan locations, 3 of them I would consider as seasonal dining, which means they're really only opened when the park is really busy around the holidays, around spring break, 4th of July, and we'll get to those as we go through this. Another interesting thing here is comparing quick service and the Disney dining plan, because I really think that you need to talk about a quick service dining offering, which is a lot different than table service, right? Table service on the podcast, we've talked about tables in Wonderland a lot and some of the discounts that you can get. But from a quick service perspective, you can't use any of those discounts. So it may make sense, and it's worth running the numbers to find out if the Disney quick service dining plan is a good option for you. So I'll read really quickly from Disney's 2014 quick service plan and what exactly it is. So the Disney quick service dining plan includes 2 quick service meals and 1 snack per person per night of your package stay for everyone in the party over 3 years old. Now, the plan also includes one rapid refillable mug per person that's valid for the length of stay for refills at self-service beverage islands and quick service locations at any Disney resort. So, interesting to note, it's good at any Disney resort, and that you'll get two quick service meals per person and one snack. So primarily what we're going to talk about are those quick service meals and some of the snacks throughout the show. So with that said, who wants to walk us right down the middle of Main Street, USA?
That bakery that we talked about, right? You can smell it pretty much as soon as you get in, and serving breakfast all day long, it sounds like. What do you guys like to get there?
I tend to just get the whatever muffin looks the best for me at the time. And then whatever coffee. I'm not a big coffee fan, so it doesn't matter to me.
So speaking of coffee, right, I have to at least read Disney's description of the Main Street Bakery. Stop off on your way down Main Street and top off your day with a coffee or even a tasty treat while you enjoy a Starbucks espresso and specialty beverages, artisan breakfast sandwiches, and delicious homemade Disney sweets. So, as of May 2014, this location has reopened and been refurbed and is now a quote-unquote Starbucks. And I think that's at least worth mentioning and talking about, right?
Oh, sure. And actually, the breakfast is a misnomer because we used the Starbucks last time we were there, except the kids make the trip while we're waiting for the parade to come at night, the nighttime parade.
Frappuccinos all day long.
Exactly, exactly.
So they changed the interior a bit from when it was closed and refurbished. If you remember, there were lots of small tables inside the Main Street Bakery. And I used to love to run down there, grab a cinnamon roll, and sort of sit at one of those booths. Well, they've made some changes primarily to increase the number of guests that they could serve there. So you'll find that those chairs are gone. And inside of the bakery, lots of queue space, lots of room to get in line, and it moves pretty quickly. And they do have any number of the Starbucks drinks that you're familiar with. The theme is absolutely still the Walt Disney World Main Street Bakery. It's that turn of the century bakery. It fits in very nicely. There's a Starbucks logo, but even it is themed to fit the time period.
Very cool. Should we throw a spoiler out here?
Sure.
I don't know if I want to take this. I don't know if I want to take this away from everybody. But have you guys ever heard of the behind the scenes tour at the Magic Kingdom? They offer they offer a tour and they take you around. And one of the things I remember distinctly was they took us into the Utilidors and took us to right underneath the bakery. And they pointed to this big square device on the wall. And they said, you know, whenever you come into the Magic Kingdom and you smell that awesome baking going on, well, that's that little box right there on the wall. We replace the aerosol can in that once a week. And that's the smell you're smelling up on the street.
It still makes it taste so good. It doesn't matter to me.
Well, let's keep on walking into the park. Where are we going to stop next on Main Street?
One of Jimmy's favorites, I think, right? If I remember correctly, Casey's Corner. And really, who doesn't love Casey's? I know I was disappointed when it was closed for a while. Reopened recently. Are there any changes there?
So the changes are primarily around seating, which is a good thing. We talked few shows ago that the bleachers are gone that were inside, but replaced with a lot of additional seating, both inside and outside. So they're it's good for Casey's.
Mm-hmm. Except for the first time we're in there, every other time we usually try to sit outside. My daughter does not like sauerkraut or the smell of it. So we'll go outside, which is kind of nice. Which is actually kind of cool because that's another little bit of entertainment that you don't know about until you actually sit out there. They have a really great piano player outside of Casey's. So if you have a chance to kind of relax, have a hot dog, go outside and eat it. But Casey's itself has a good selection of different types of hot dogs. If any of you follow us on the Facebook page, Jimmy was posting some pictures. What was that sloppy thing he was eating? Remember what kind of dog
there's
that was?
A few dogs that they've added recently. So looking at the menu, there's a barbecue slaw dog, which is topped with pulled pork and coleslaw and barbecue sauce. That may have been it. There's a chili cheese dog. There's the ballpark nachos. And, of course, the ever-popular corn dog nuggets.
Yes, the corn dog nuggets are definitely our go-to. That and the ballpark nachos.
There's also Polish sausage, if you're not a big hot dog fan, and some ballpark snacks like cotton candy and brownies, and you'll find those things at Casey's as well. It's a great stop. If you're looking for a hot dog at Magic Kingdom, there's no better place to stop than Casey's.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree. And the hot dog can go on the walk. you can kind of take it to go and keep on moving through the park if you want to. So after Casey's, I think we got one more stop on Main Street before we move on to the park, and that's something we try to hit at least once a trip, which is the ice cream parlor right across the street.
Absolutely. The ice cream parlor is wonderful. Now, I tend to hit this one more on the way out than I do on the way in. It is the place to get ice cream in the Magic Kingdom, in my opinion, especially if there's a parade coming. But understand that the lines do get long. This is one of those locations that does not take dining plan. But one of the best things on the menu here, the Plaza Ice Cream Sundae, or even the All-American Sundae, as you would expect, right? Old-fashioned vanilla and chocolate ice cream with hot fudge, peanut butter drizzle, whipped cream, and a cherry. It's just perfect.
Sounds good. Now, I was noticing some of our friends on the Disney Nerds group page had posted a picture of a new type of sundae they have over there. It's reminiscent of that kitchen sink that Sam talked about a couple shows ago, where it looks like it's an empty pair of Mickey's pants that they fill up like the kitchen sink. However, it looks to be maybe half the size of that dessert over from Beaches and Cream. And the price was $22.99, so I guess it's got to be a little bit bigger than it looked.
Something... Well, you get to keep the pants, right? It's the Mickey sink.
That makes sense. That's a lot of difference, yep. So you have a little souvenir.
You have the souvenir. It's three scoops of ice cream with lots of toppings. I did not partake, but I definitely looked at it more than once and thought, I want one of those. Now, another interesting thing there, too, are the Mickey Mouse Kids cones. So those are the cones. If you've seen them, they'll put a scoop of ice cream in the sugar cone, turn it upside down in a dish, and put the Mickey ears on it, which I think everybody loves.
How can you not?
Exactly.
And I know they have to have the staples there, although I've never gotten one, but the Mickey bars, I gotta imagine you could still get one of those there, too.
It is indeed on the menu.
Awesome.
Along with the ice cream cookie sandwiches, which sound pretty good.
Okay, so we're moving off of Main Street, and today I think we're going to go left. Let's go into Adventureland and work our way through the park that way. And, of course, the first stop, as all us Disney nerds know, is Aloha Isle, the home of our favorite Dole Whips.
Yay!
Which is still odd that it's considered a counter service, as opposed to just like a snack place. But it is listed as a counter service. Right, Sam?
It is listed as counter service, and the official description, Dole out smiles with the much sought after soft serve delight known as a Dole Whip. You gotta like that introduction, right?
Yeah, awesome.
Regular frozen treat blended in pineapple, orange, vanilla, or swirled flavors, floats, fresh pineapple spears, chips, and soft drinks. So this is another location that does not take dining plan.
Does it take snacks from a dining plan, though?
It's not listed on the website, but I think it does. A snacks, not a counter service credit, but a snack credit.
Correct. I think so, too. At least the pineapple spears, if not the actual drink. Now, I tell you what, some of the websites that have menus on them, I think All EarsNet sometimes does, and the Disney Food Blog, of course, they show really good menus from each of these restaurants, too. So when you double-check and you start your planning, you could look at that, and you always see that little snack symbol next to the snacks that lets you know that it's available for the dining plan. And you'd be surprised that more than not ends up on that snack list.
So from the menu, there are basically four items on the menu here. One is the fountain beverage float, a Dole Whip cup, a pineapple float, and a Dole Whip twist cup. So basically what you have are three different flavors of ice cream: pineapple, vanilla, or orange Dole Whip. Those can come as a float with pineapple or orange juice. You can get a cup of any of the ice creams, or you can do a twist where they'll mix any of those three flavors together. What's your favorite option there, Ed?
Vanilla, pineapple twist, and a pineapple float.
Jen, what's your favorite?
I go straight pineapple with pineapple juice.
I go pineapple orange with pineapple
Ooh.
Juice. That's the way I go.
Yeah, it's very cool. Again, always a place we stop at least once a trip.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and we're walking through Adventureland. And we're going to stop at another counter service next. I think as we're walking through, the next one's going to be Sunshine Tree Terrace.
Little orange bird.
Now, another place I really only consider, like the music, But again, another place I only consider really for beverages, drinks.
Yeah, I would agree. Sip on some sunshine by the Enchanted Tiki Room with a raspberry lemonade slushy, iced coffee floats, fruit juices, or specialty coffee. And of course, try a citrus swirl.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't get drinks there. I get a citrus swirl, although if I had to choose between the Dole Whip and the citrus swirl, I definitely get the Dole Whip more frequently. But I feel like there's a sense of nostalgia with the Orange Bird and citrus swirl dessert.
There is. And I think a lot of people, so what is a citrus swirl? Citrus swirl is basically orange slush with vanilla soft serve ice cream. So it's different than what you'll find over at Aloha Owl and the Dole Whips. Different in a good way, I think. So I'd go either way. I'll go where the line's the shortest.
Yeah.
Good point. Wasn't that restaurant originally owned by, like, I guess the Florida Orange Growers or something like that?
The Orange Bird and its logo and design was. I don't know if the stand was owned by, but it was definitely sponsored by.
Cool.
And, of course, they have some lattes and mocha iced coffees over there as well. Assorted chips, cookies, and the Orange Bird souvenir cup, which I have two of. That's the best reason to stop here.
Oh, I know. I like kind of going around looking for those cups. We're coming around to Pecos Bills in a second. We'll talk about that. But to finish Adventureland, there's one more stop we can have some lunch, and that's the Tortuga Tavern. Now, Sam mentioned that some of these restaurants are seasonal. I believe this is one of those.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of times when there's not a lot of people in the parks, the real off seasons, you're not going to find this place open too much. It's really nice in that the menu's pretty specific, and if you really want it, you can usually get in there. And they must share the kitchen with Pecos Bill's, just because it is somewhat similar to them, and it's right around the corner from them, too.
It is. Recently, it's taken on the theme of Pirates of the Caribbean, almost, where they're pulling that whole area where you have Pirates of the Caribbean, the restaurant, and the stage where Jack Sparrow comes out. So there's a little bit of a pirate theme there. Chicken burritos, beef burritos, a taco salad, nachos, primarily what you'll find on the menu there. A black bean soup, which is interesting, and some quesadillas.
Right. I haven't eaten there in its present form, so I really can't comment on how the food is, although I haven't heard any complaints whatsoever. And usually they surface pretty easily. I've only heard good things about it. Have you guys been in there?
Not since they took tacos off the menu. This used to be my stop for just some tacos.
Right.
I have, actually, but I love some food like that, but I'm kind of picky, and everything seemed to have, like, refried or black beans on it, and I don't like those for some reason. So I got nachos and cheese. My husband loves it, though. We've been there once or twice. I don't remember, though, the difference between when it was rebranded Tortuga Tavern versus El Pirata and El Perico or whatever it used to be. Are the menus similar? I feel like I know we've been once since, but I'm not positive which time we ate at which location, if they've changed.
Right. I think the menus are pretty similar, although bigger now. I think it wasn't as large as it was last when it was the last restaurant. Meaning I remember the taco salad and tacos. I don't really remember much more at the Pirate and the Parrot. But still, again, another nice restaurant, and one that a lot of people don't know as much about as, say, Pecos Bill is right around the corner. So, another alternative.
Now, that does take the dining plan and is considered a counter service.
Bonus. Okay. So now we're walking around toward Frontierland. But before we turn the corner to get to Pecos Bill's, which I really can't wait to get to, I'll keep talking about it. We're still going to pass the Golden Oak Outpost.
I thought this was McDonald's. Isn't this where you get the French fries?
Well, it used to be. I think wasn't it called the Fry Stand or something?
It was the Fry Stand. That was part of the McDonald's-Disney partnership back when there was actually McDonald's food in Animal Kingdom. That ended at the same time. But that was the Fry Cart where you could get McDonald's French fries.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids knew it, and we were there a lot. Now, this place does take the dining plan, and they have a fried spicy chicken sandwich, which I know people have had and have told me how good it is. There's basically three things on their menu. It's the fried spicy chicken sandwich, chicken nuggets, and french fries. It's a pretty small place if you know where it is, but it does count as a counter service credit.
Mm-hmm. And over there on that walkway by on the way to Frontierland, you've got tables right next to that little restaurant, but you've also got the tables that are along the wall of the Pecos Bill's restaurant and the Tortuga restaurant. They kind of all meet together in that little walkway there, so there's a lot of outdoor seating there too. This could also be a good stop for the parents when the kids are playing the Pirates game in Adventureland.
You're right. It's a great spot.
Yeah, the little starting place for the Pirates activity is right next to this place. Well, not right next to it, but maybe 100 feet away.
I still have not done that. I got to do it.
Oh, sure. Definitely worth it. And you know what's great about it is you get the souvenir maps. Okay, so now we're finally turning the turn into Frontierland. And on that corner there, which kind of actually spends time being my favorite restaurant and my favorite parade watching spot, is Pecos mm-hmm. Bill's.
Pecos Bill's Tall Tell Inn and Cafe.
Right.
According to the map.
Oh, yeah. And before we even get into the food, please, if you go into this restaurant you've never been before, make sure once you sit down, you start looking at the walls. Because in the title Sam just read to you, The Tall Tales, you got to remember that Pecos Bill was a character in Western mythology. And Disney had a really hilarious cartoon they had done one time about all those stories. And you're going to see a lot of references on the walls to that movie.
You'll also find some coonskin caps on the wall and some references to Davy Crockett in here. So look for that stuff.
Right. This is definitely a good place to kind of keep your eyes roaming around and checking the walls. But there's also food here, too.
There is. Wrestle up some quick grub with your slew foot Sue at the Old West Saloon. Tell tall tales over barbecue pork sandwiches, Angus burgers, taco salads, chili, and more than bounce into the sky of sugar high with desserts. So on the menu, taco salad, Southwest chicken salad, barbecue pork sandwich, the Angus burger, the deluxe Angus burger, which comes with onion rings and bacon, and they also have a vegetarian burger. Now, I think the best part of Pecos is after you get those burgers, right?
Yes.
Fixins bar.
You got it.
Which is pretty extensive. And we'll talk about another restaurant that has a really big Fixins bar, too. But the last time I was in Pecos Bill's, the bar had pretty much everything, including our favorite, which was the fried mushrooms.
The fried mushrooms and fried onions. That's where I'm going. Mm-hmm. I'm getting those two things, some lettuce, and some cheese.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. That could almost be a side when we eat in here.
It can.
Now, do you get shredded cheese or cheese sauce? Or they might even have sliced cheese at the kitchen. I don't know. There's multiple options even in the cheese.
There are. There are. So, and I guess I save the melted cheese for the fries. Because I like to put that on
yes.
the and go with the shredded cheese on the burger. That's how I typically do it.
I like the pork sandwich from there, the pulled barbecue
pork. I've not had
pork.
The pork sandwich.
Delicious.
I always end up with the burger. Mm-hmm. Pork's good?
Yes, it is. I like burgers occasionally, but they're not my favorite. So I like to try other things, and that's always a good choice at Pecos Bill's.
Yeah, and I guess if you're getting a hot dog, you're going to Casey's. If you're getting a hamburger, you're going to Pecos Bill's. And that's the only time when you're on a Disney vacation that I think it's okay to have those two things.
Agreed.
If you're any other park or any other location, that's not – there's something else that you should be getting there. But, you know, it just when people come back and say, oh, yeah, we had hamburgers and hot dogs the whole time, it's just, no, you did it wrong. There's so much else. But there are the times when you want that burger, and I'm going to Pecos Bill's to get it.
Right. I usually get the taco salad there. And I go a little weird where I ask them to put the taco meat in a separate plate. And then I go to town on the salad and the meat. And it's not that much of a slop as it normally is.
So you put the meat on top of the salad then?
Right.
Because it's interesting to watch people order the taco salad and they get a shell with some meat in it. Because you go to the Fixins bar to get the lettuce and get the toppings and make your own salad. So I think some people are a little taken back by what they're handed if they haven't done it before.
Now, one of the things Sam mentioned before about collecting cups. Last time we were in the park, it was around the Lone Ranger time. So Pecos Bill's had a special deal where if you got a root beer slushy, I believe it was, or a root beer float, I can't remember, you got the Lone Ranger boot cup, which they had out in Disneyland for a couple years actually already. So it was cool to go there and get that last time we were there. And that's found a place on my shelf.
Last time I was in, they had the mug that you find over at Gaston's Tavern, too. And I can't remember whose picture was on it. Did you see it? Well, the mug from Gaston's was available at Pecos Bill's. But it didn't have, so if you think of that mug, and we'll get there, there's a sticker on it, right? It's either, I think it's a sticker of Gaston, right? Over Pecos Bill's, somebody else's picture was on it. And I don't remember if it was Pecos Bill or not.
Looks like a little homework.
I'm trying to do it now.
Okay, while your fingers are tapping, we're going to move on into Frontierland a little bit further to the only other counter service place, which is still kind of not even really a counter service, but the little food stand that they have halfway through there across from Country Bear called Western Ho. Now, I've seen this place a number of times. I don't think we've ever stopped there, though. We tend to be walking through at that point, usually in the day, and if not for a drink, maybe.
You can get lots of drinks there. If you're looking for food, you'll find one thing, a corn dog, and lots of them. So that's your corn dog stop.
Sure, if that's the only thing they're serving, hopefully they're done a little bit better than the next place.
I don't know. I don't think anywhere except the food truck at Downtown Disney has the Disneyland corn dog. So to me, I'm not sure it's worth it.
You're right.
There's so many better options around. So that's probably why we've never stopped there.
True. Could be a good snack, though. A little mid-afternoon, getting ready for dinner, holding off type of thing.
So what I found interesting here, Westward Ho is a physical building. So it's considered a counter service. But if you go down just a little further, there's a cart that has the turkey legs, which is not considered a counter service. It's just a cart. I thought that was somewhat interesting. It's not listed on Disney's website as a counter service.
Well, yeah, they have a lot of different terminology that we kind of disagree with. I think we're going to talk about one of those in a second, too, once we get to Liberty Square. Which, actually, let's go to Liberty Square now.
We're almost there.
Now, Liberty Square, surprisingly, has a number of options for such a small land in the Magic Kingdom. First one we're going to stop at is the Diamond Horseshoe. And to be honest, I haven't been back in here since it's reopened. We went in there a long, long time ago when they actually had the show inside and it was a sit-down place. So, haven't had the experience as far as a counter service. How about you guys?
No, not there.
I have not. It doesn't seem to be open when I'm there. I think this is another that's seasonal, but not as seasonal as the others. But that said, the menu looks very intriguing. A portobello salad, a portobello sandwich, a tuna salad on a croissant, a pork brisket sandwich, hand-carved turkey sandwiches, barbecued turkey sandwiches. It sounds like a pretty good menu. I've just not had the opportunity to try it.
Wow, I must not have looked at that menu anytime recently. That looks like one that's going to make my top three list next time I go down.
I feel like this is the only time I've ever been in here is for the character dance parties at the various hard ticket events at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party and Very Merry Christmas Party, and it's certainly not to eat at that point. So I don't think it's ever been open while we were there.
That's part of the problem of this place, unfortunately. Although, like I said, that menu does sound good. Okay, so we're going to walk a little bit further into the park through Liberty Square. And as we're going, we're going to come across the Liberty Square Market. Now, this, I really wouldn't consider this a counter service, but then Jen and Sam kind of brought me back up to date. I knew this place is basically fruits and drinks and things like that, maybe some potato chips types of things. Although I think it's definitely upgraded. What were you guys telling me?
The last time we were there, I got a delicious hot baked potato with butter and sour cream, and it was an excellent choice for lunch or to tide you over till lunch.
I would also say that it's a wonderful baked potato. They'll reach down in, pull it up, take it out of the foil, slice it down the center for you, put some toppings on it, and it's not very expensive. In fact, no. It's probably one of the best values in the Magic Kingdom when it comes to food.
I wonder,
big baked potato.
We'd have to double check. I wonder if that would be considered a snack. Usually snacks are about $5 or under, and that kind of sounds like that would be kind of in that category, the way you're talking.
It was definitely less than $5, so I'd be interested to see if it does count.
Wow, you can live on that.
You can. So not only do they have a baked potato, they also have a baked sweet potato, which is indeed a snack. It's $3.29. And seasonally, you can also find corn on the cob, which is kind of cool.
I wonder how they package that so you can eat it, because you know it's got to be slathered in butter.
Yeah. I would hope so. I don't want it otherwise.
The standard pins on either side, maybe, or like a cup?
I'm thinking it may still be in the husk, but I cannot find any pictures of it.
Well, definitely something to try out. Okay, well, let's head over to Sleepy Hollow before we continue on through the park. Just take a quick walk over there. Now, Sleepy Hollow, to me, all of these years, up until maybe about 2 years ago, always I had thought of it as just an ice cream place, something we would go to for the parade or something like that. However, in the last 2 years, my eyes have definitely been opened. They've got a great selection of waffle sandwiches and waffle desserts that are incredible. The sandwich I like the best is the prosciutto ham sandwich, which sounds so odd to be putting that on a waffle, but mixed with the vegetables and the, I believe it was mozzarella and a special sauce, it was really good. Have you guys had a chance?
I have not.
Oh, yes. We got one time and then have gone ever since because, although I haven't tried the one that you've mentioned, my husband loves the sweet and spicy chicken waffle. My kids and I, liking the sweets a little bit better, absolutely always try and get the Nutella and fruit waffle. It's a nice, hot, fluffy waffle with Nutella just dripping everywhere and strawberries, blueberries, bananas. It is unbelievable. So that's become one of my favorite places and replaces, you know, funnel cakes or typical, which they have there and I've heard are very good, but we can't bypass that Nutella waffle.
Right. We've had that before for one of the parades also. One of our favorite spots to watch the parade from is right across the pathway from the Sleepy Hollow restaurant. There's a little corner there that kind of borders on the pathway that goes over to the Crystal Palace. That is awesome because when the ropes come up, there is nowhere to go in front or behind for people to come in and try to squeeze in and stuff like that. And it is a really cool view because you're watching the parade at night come over the bridge at you. And the castle's in the background, and it is a really cool place. So filling up over at Sleepy Hollow has become a tradition now for the nighttime also.
Looking at the menu, you guys covered all three of the waffle sandwiches. The sweet and spicy chicken, the ham prosciutto, and the Nutella fruit.
Oh, yeah. No,
so
no.
You guys have it covered. There's also, you know, the plain old waffle with cinnamon, or waffles with strawberry, and the funnel cakes dusted in powdered sugar. It all sounds good. I need to get here.
Oh, definitely. Now, something to keep in mind, and I'm not sure if the menu is going to tell you this or not, but they stopped serving the chicken and the ham sandwiches at about 5 in the afternoon, which is
yes.
Really odd. And unfortunately, we got caught one time expecting to have dinner there, and we weren't able to. So I'm not sure if that's ever changed. It's been about 2 years since we've actually even tried to go at night. We always go in the daytime now.
That was true still. This January, February, we did the same thing. We had planned to go there for dinner and we're still able to get the fruit and Nutella though. So I wasn't too disappointed.
Now under desserts, they also have some root beer floats, lattes, mochas, but with its proximity to Hall of Presidents, there's a presidential suite listed under desserts, which is a combination of blue raspberry, strawberry, and vanilla soft serve.
Red, white, and blue.
There you go. That sounds pretty interesting. The presidential suite. Yeah. Too bad they won't let you take it into Hall of Presidents.
True.
This is also one place, if I remember correctly, that you can get the hand-scooped ice cream cookie sandwiches. Kind of like they had at the Fountain View Cafe or Fountain View Ice Cream Parlor at Epcot. So hand-dipped ice cream, homemade chocolate chip cookies. I'm pretty sure you can still get those at Sleepy Hollow.
The ice cream cookie sandwich is on the list. It doesn't say hand scooped, but I'll take your word for that one.
Would you know if they had a couple different choices ice cream wise? I obviously they'll have vanilla and chocolate, but I wonder how many flavors they have in there. That'd be kind of cool.
Raspberry and strawberry, red, white, and blue.
Although that would be soft serve. So yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe it isn't hand scooped. Yeah. We'll have to do some research. I can take one for the team.
So after that, we filled ourselves up over at the Sleepy Hollow. Let's still walk back around and hit the other place in Liberty Square, which it's amazing how it's such a small land with so many good restaurants in it. I guess because it's a central location, probably. But the one restaurant that's a counter service that we didn't hit yet is the Columbia Harbor House. Probably one of my favorite counter services in all of Magic Kingdom, if not Walt Disney World itself.
I agree.
It's a good one.
I'm with you.
Yep. Oh, definitely. Now, there's a couple really cool things about the Columbia Harbor House that I didn't find out until after going there a couple times. The first and primary thing you want to know is there is an upstairs. please note that when you see those stairs and people going upstairs, it's okay and it's open for everyone to go up there if the ropes are down. I guess when it's not as crowded, they close the upstairs. We love to get our lunch or dinner and then head upstairs and at usually a table with a window, do a little people watching, do a little eating, and just hanging out and relaxing.
Great views from up there of the Haunted Mansion. The Anchor's Away sandwich, white tuna, lettuce, tomato on a toasted multigrain bun. They also have a lobster roll, which I had the last time I was there. It was pretty good. I wish I had the lobster roll from Food and Wines to me to compare, but I just didn't have it. So.
Right.
Fried shrimp platter, chicken nuggets, a fish basket, a grilled salmon with fresh steamed broccoli, also broccoli peppercorn salad and a garden harvest ranch salad, clam chowder.
Is that bread bowl clam chowder, or is it just does it mention it?
It does not mention it, and I did not get the chowder because it was a little warm outside and soup wasn't the right thing to get.
Sure.
You could see that happen in Florida.
Yep, definitely.
If you haven't tried it in a while, it definitely deserves a try. There's nothing wrong with the Harbor House.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. One of the keys with the behind-the-scenes tour I mentioned earlier in the Magic Kingdom, the Keys to the Kingdom tour.
Keys to the Kingdom, yeah.
Is that it's the only tour that's not a full-day tour. It's a 4-hour, 5-hour tour, but it also gives you lunch, which is a really nice thing considering the tour itself, I believe, is only about $50, $60. So, and lunch is at the Columbia Harbor House. They set the tables up for you for the lunch break, and they're usually upstairs. And it's really nice that you order your food in the morning, so by the time your break happens, the food comes right out while you're sitting down.
I've done that tour, and you're right. The food was great. Mm-hmm. Love the lunch.
Always. Okay, so we're going to move out of Liberty Square and into New Fantasyland. Some of the restaurants we've experienced, some we haven't yet, and we're looking forward to big time.
New Fantasyland, you got to go right past the Village Haas to get there. Pinocchio Village Haas is a place that I get to, I want to say, every trip, and I'll tell you why. I have a 5-year-old that absolutely loves the wave at the It's a Small World boats while they're going by. So I am in there, and I'm okay with it. You know, the pepperoni flatbread, the barbecue chicken flatbread, the caprese flatbread, really good small single-serving flatbreads. Now, when you say flatbread, please don't think Disney World pizza. This is not the pizza that you find over at the Pizza Planet. These are very good flatbreads. They're made well. You can also get some subs, a meatball sub, a Caesar salad, an Italian sub. Jen, you've been there, I'm assuming.
I have, yes. We also like to get that coveted table right over top of It's a Small World. And they actually have a lot of good options. We used to kind of just get the pizzas or things like that, but sometimes we'll go in now and they have breadsticks with marinara, just kind of get snacks. I was mentioning to somebody earlier that we tend to, at the Magic Kingdom, we do love some of the counter service or quick service restaurants, but we also now have found ourselves kind of grazing throughout the park. So there's a lot of really neat like soups and breadsticks and smaller portions at Pinocchio's that are worth taking a look at.
That's a great point. Grazing in the Magic Kingdom. Sure. I guess I do that, but I never wanted to call it that. You know, an yeah. Ice cream cone here, a hot dog here, a pork shank here. We haven't got there.
And you have to be somewhat committed to do that too, because you're heading into these restaurants and depending on the lines and the time of the day, although there are some specific things I would wait for. So we're moving past Peter Pan's Village House into Fantasyland. So now we're going to hit some of the newer places, and unfortunately I don't have a lot of experience counter service up in here. Now, the first one I want to talk about probably is going to be, let's start with Gaston's Tavern. Have you guys been to this place yet?
I have.
Yes, but only for LeFou's brew, and it's worth it just for that. Even if you don't have an appetite to eat anything, that is delicious. It rivals the Dole Whip for me, which I didn't think I would ever say.
It does? Wow. I've had
yes.
it. Okay with it. I don't know that I'd put it up there, though, but that's interesting.
No, I don't like the mango foam on top, but...
LeFou's brew. Frozen apple juice with a hint of toasted marshmallow topped with an all-natural passion fruit mango foam.
It doesn't sound like much, does it? But it's really good.
Hmm. And that comes with a souvenir cup or without. So remember that. You don't have to get the souvenir cup. You can get it without.
Right. my girls and I have actually learned to make this at home, so we're pretty happy about that. It's quite simple.
Oh, nice.
So how do you get the hint of toasted marshmallow? Is there a spice you put in it?
Or? No, I don't know the brand name because I'm not a coffee drinker, but the syrup that you can get for like Italian sodas or flavored coffee, they make a marshmallow one that we actually ordered online. So,
nice. All right, so you just put it in some apple juice.
Pretty much, yes.
Cool.
Is there a frozen version of that, or is that just like a normal beverage?
It is like a slushy.
Okay.
That's frozen apple juice. So I have been to Gaston's Tavern. And I'm going for a completely different reason. We started out on Main Street, and we went into the Main Street Bakery. And prior to its remodeling, I was always in there to get a cinnamon roll and eat that cinnamon roll right on Main Street and watch everybody run to get their fast passes at the time, wherever they were going. There are no cinnamon rolls at the Main Street Bakery anymore. The cinnamon rolls can be found at Gaston's Tavern. So I'm headed back here for breakfast, even though it's not listed as breakfast, to get a warm cinnamon roll, because it is the cinnamon roll that used to be at the Main Street Bakery. So if you're looking for it, that's where you'll find it. Now, of course, this is Gaston's Tavern, so it's decorated with the antlers, and you would expect all of the manly things back there. So the main reason why people are going in here is to get the roasted pork shank. So think turkey leg, but instead of a turkey leg, you have a big bone-in pork shank that you're basically eating for the rest of the day because the thing is huge.
It is really that big?
It's a turkey leg big, yes. It's nice. Turkey leg big.
I'm due for one of those. It's been about 5 years since I've had a turkey leg, so this might be the alternative.
And that's what you will see most people walking out of there with. Or walking after grabbing a knife and a few forks to go and cut it up and share it amongst multiple people, which can be done easily.
I'm really anxious to try the cinnamon rolls. I didn't realize they were back there and have heard several people saying the same thing, that they were very disappointed when Main Street Bakery reopened without them and very excited to find out that they had just moved. So I can't remember ever having a cinnamon roll, even from Main Street Bakery, so I feel like I'm missing out and maybe going to get kicked out of the Disney community, because apparently they're worth talking about a lot. I've heard a lot of really great things about them. So
it's just another reason to go back down.
I know. I think that there's plenty of those. I'll never run out.
That's the plan.
That's the joy. That's the joy of going back to Walt Disney World. Definitely. And
you're going back to Walt Disney World again? You hear that all the time.
Yep.
Well, again, yeah, there's the Star Wars weekend, and there's food and wine, and there's Flower and Garden. Yeah, there's always a reason.
Right.
And there's cinnamon rolls.
Blame Disney. That I haven't. Blame Disney. Don't blame me.
Right. Hey, I'm going back for a spicy chicken waffle.
Well, I know. So right? There you go. Enjoy that. Jen, you were talking about making those drinks at home. We made the prosciutto waffle sandwich at home one time. Oh, it was really good, too. Secret sauce we couldn't match exactly, but it was close.
We might have to try that one, since that's the one we hadn't had yet.
I'm looking at the menu online here very quickly, and I noticed something that I should have brought up before. And Jen and Ed, you probably know or have been in this place, which is I need to get that milk for the little guy who's going crazy and needs it right now. Where do I go for it? You can't find it every place. There's a lot of places that have drinks, and when you get in line, you find out it's only soft drinks, or they only have, you know, the slushies. They don't have white milk, which is all you're after. Gaston's definitely has that. And I should have mentioned that before, but that's something that, look, if you're headed down to Walt Disney World, you have a little one with you, you may want to take note of some of the menus and where the places are that you can find milk. And carrying it around in the heat of Florida is somewhat difficult. Even with a stroller and a cooler, you're always looking for ice to put in it.
Yep.
We've been there.
Okay, well, we're going to move on to what could possibly be, since it's open, one of the best counter services at Walt Disney World, to the Be Our Guest restaurant. Now, this is one of those hybrid restaurants that Disney's been putting up where they have lunch as a counter service, and then they move on to a table service dinner as the evening progresses. Now, I was here for the table service. I was not here for the counter service. How about you guys?
The same. I ate the table service, but not counter service.
Yeah, I felt that was definitely the way to go first, because if I had that choice. But the more I hear about the counter service, I'm not too sure that... I was right. Table service was awesome.
See, I'm leaning toward recommending counter service to people. With as difficult as it is to get a table service, the menu is almost identical and cheaper. You can get the desserts, which are between that and the atmosphere, I think the biggest reasons to try it out. So I've been encouraging people, you know, if they can't get a table service with relative ease, not to worry about it and to go for the quick service option.
Well, I was hearing horror stories in the beginning of the counter service just because people were going into the park to get online in the mornings. I mean, has that changed? Has it been a little bit more regulated now, or people are more used to it?
I don't know. The line, that's why we didn't go the first time when we had an option to do a quick service there, is the line just looked just awful. But what I heard recently on either another podcast or a blog somewhere, and I wish I knew exactly where, but is that it looks long but moves quickly. So it's worth maybe looking into or trying out next time.
I have definitely done it for counter service and for table service. I've done them both. In fact, it's quick service, but it's different than any other quick service that you find in the Magic Kingdom. Yes, that line gets really long, and it looks like there's no way I'm waiting from almost the entrance to the Little Mermaid ride all the way across the bridge. It moves very fast. In fact, I did one of my Sam's Disney Diary videos on exactly that. Head out to YouTube, Sam's Disney Diary, Be Our Guest. And I went through the process of ordering, which is really unique. When you get there, you tap your magic band or they hand you a magic rose. You then approach a kiosk where you're looking at all of the food and you're touching what you need for yourself and what you're going to order for the family. Then it prints a receipt. You pay for it. You hand your receipt to a cast member who then escorts you to an available table. Now they'll ask you where you want to sit. Do you want to be in the West Wing? Do you want to be in the garden? Do you want to be in the ballroom? They'll do their best to accommodate that for you. You sit down, you get your drinks, you get your silverware, and they bring the food to you on a cart. And I think by doing that, they're really increasing the amount of people they can turn over and how many people they can get through here. All of that, and I think the food itself is phenomenal. French onion soup, the potato leek soup, both great. The sandwiches are wonderful. There's a turkey sandwich. There's a pork sandwich. There's also a braised pork, which is Disney's description. The 8-hour slow-cooked pork with mushrooms, onions, carrots, and bacon served with mashed potatoes and green beans. For $13, it's phenomenal. I think it's the best meal in the Magic Kingdom. By far, and I would wait in line just to get that. That's how good it is.
Wow.
And the cupcakes, I would wait in line. I considered waiting in line just to get those for a snack. The gray stuff is delicious. It's probably my least favorite of them all. They're all so good. We had all five of us there, so we tried three or four different desserts, and the strawberry cream cheese, I believe it is, it's one of the best cupcakes I've ever had anywhere, so...
Triple chocolate, a lemon raspberry, a strawberry cream cheese, lemon meringue, chocolate cream puff, tropical fruit cream puff, the master's cupcake, which has the gray stuff, strawberry cream cheese with no garnish, lemon sorbet, and a raspberry sorbet. Definitely good stuff.
And as we continue through New Fantasyland, there's three or four different places that are either refurbed from original places or are actually brand new. The first we're going to talk about is the Storybook Treats. Have you guys been into this place? I haven't.
I haven't. I heard they had good brownie sundaes, maybe a cookie sundae, but I've not actually had anything from there myself.
I have had milkshakes from here, and that's all. I've seen the sundaes. They look pretty big. They look nice. They look good. But I tend to save my ice cream cravings for the plaza on the way out. So a milkshake once... It's a good place. Good stop.
Mm-hmm. Great. Another place like that, a little smaller, is the Cheshire Cafe. Now, this is another one I don't think I've ever heard of before.
I actually looked for this place on our last trip because I had read and seen pictures on the Disney food blog of a relatively new, maybe even seasonal, cake cup, not cupcake, but a cake cup, where they have like a plastic cup that has layers of cake and icing, cake and icing, cake and icing. So lots and lots of frosting, which is what I like. I think they have a red velvet one, but I had one that was just yellow cake and vanilla icing. And it has like a little candied Cheshire cat on top of the one I had. It was really good. So I had never been, but I actually looked for it just to try that out.
Makes complete sense. It's an unbirthday cake almost.
Kind of, yeah.
There you go.
Or at least a little topsy-turvy cake, Cheshire cat cake cup or something. I don't know.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was good.
So another interesting thing they have here, which there's only a couple of places in Magic Kingdom you can find it, but if you get there early, you didn't have breakfast, and you're looking for cereal for somebody. Hmm. They actually have cereal with milk at this location. So if you need that, that's a good spot to get it. And wow. I only say that because I've been in a situation where I needed it.
I had no idea you could get cereal and milk outside of the resorts.
There you go. Cheshire Cafe.
Learn something new.
Excellent. Because you never know when a little box of dry cereal will go a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We're going to move on now to the Friar's Nook. Now, I remember this place from a long time ago, so I know it's been an existing place, but I think I remember it was refurbed during all the construction in New Fantasyland. I think I remember it being mainly a smaller place, and it didn't really offer a lot of different choices. What's it like now, Sam?
So tuck into the fryer for some tasty fare, including macaroni and cheese, hot dogs, veggies and chips with hummus, as well as beverages like lemonade slushies and iced coffees. So another place to do some grazing as you're headed around Magic Kingdom.
You know what, though? I just happened to pull this up because we were talking about it being older, and I don't think I've ever been. And on the menu, it's also mentioning bacon cheeseburger macaroni and cheese, pot roast macaroni and cheese, and a truffle macaroni and cheese dog. So I don't know. Maybe I just saw macaroni and cheese and walked by, but those are some interesting option.
Hey, truffle macaroni and cheese dog. That is interesting.
It's funny you say that. I was reading the map, and on the map it says artisan macaroni and cheese. So there you go. All the different really cool varieties. So, yeah, well, Friar's Nook definitely sounds like a place I might try out. And you're right. That might be one of those kind of hit and move on type of places. And the last place in New Fantasyland, and I'm not sure exactly where this one is, I'm just reading from the map, but it definitely sounds like the Liberty Square food place, is Prince Eric's Village Market. Have you guys seen this? Where exactly?
I have seen it. It's sort of near the exit to the new Little Mermaid attraction in New Fantasyland.
Well, we finished up on Fantasyland. And we're going to continue the walk around the park, and we're going to move into Tomorrowland. Tomorrowland has another one of my favorite counter service restaurants in it, in the form of Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe.
Yes.
Right? Now, this is a great place for lunch or dinner, and one of the biggest things I like about this place is also one of its biggest curses. The thing I like about this place is that you can get a lot of different types of food, from chicken to burgers to dogs. And the only downside to that is that they have them at specific bays. They've got maybe four or five different counters around the restaurant that aren't really that close to each other from one side to the other. And you kind of have to wait in a couple different lines if you're looking for specific food. However, if you have a very picky family, this is the place for you. The other side of this restaurant, and I consider it almost about 50% of its charm, is the entertainment. Really, really cool watching Sonny Eclipse and listening to him play his organ and sing his songs. Have you guys been in here?
We love Sonny. I don't know, some people maybe, I've kind of heard him have a bad rap, but we could listen to the whole thing and it starts over and we don't even leave necessarily, so we do love Sunny Eclipse. I have fond memories of my kids dancing and singing along with some of his songs. They're on the cheesy side, but we enjoy them.
Oh, yeah. Sunny Eclipse, I have a couple songs on a couple of my playlists as far as Disney music to listen to. I really enjoy them.
I do, too.
How about you, Sam?
I have definitely been to Cosmic Rays. You know, as you mentioned before, the curse of Cosmic Rays is needing to wait in multiple lines because I can never get my family to pick one bay. So when you go in, bay one is rotisserie chicken, barbecue pork sandwiches, and chicken nuggets. The second bay is Angus burgers, vegetable burgers, and hot dogs. The third bay, sandwiches, soups, and salads, and a topping bar here. Not quite as good as Pecos Bill's, but there's a topping bar. But it just always seems that somebody wants bay one, bay two, and bay three.
Right.
So I actually don't go in as often as I normally would because of that. It just becomes multiple lines for Dad to wait in. And I wish there was a way to order everything from a single register.
Yeah.
Well, the solution – I wish that was the case too. The solution nowadays is you have to wait for your kids to grow up. Once they hit the teens, then they can go their merry way to whichever counter they want to go to and meet back at the table.
You're right.
And now a little trick we use in Cosmic Rays, which I'm not sure if it's 100% doable anymore, is that we would get the combo, or at least I would, which is I think a half a chicken and maybe a half rack of ribs, which it also came with mashed potatoes, I believe, and maybe a vegetable, and the topping bar, where I would split that with my wife because it was a lot of food. And what that did is let us save a counter service signing plan meal that we could use somewhere else to kind of share a meal or something like that. So you don't have to, every meal, everybody, use your counter service or your dining plan credits. And you can be a little bit creative on that. Definitely works out.
The dining plan, that was definitely one of the best values.
Cosmic Rays is definitely a good place to stop. And as we go through Tomorrowland, another good place to stop, at least for that quick snack, is the Launching Pad. Now, the Launching Pad is one of my favorite snacks in the Magic Kingdom there. At least it did the last time we were there, and that's the stuffed pretzels. Really, really good treat. The jalapeno stuffed pretzels is a jalapeno cream cheese mix stuffed inside that pretzel. Don't know how, don't care. Really good. But I'm sure they have other things there.
I know they have added very recently some gourmet hot dogs.
That is the home of one of our favorites too. And again, it doesn't sound like much, but the sweet cream pretzel has something unidentifiable on the outside as far as like a sweet powder. It's not powdered sugar. It's not sugar as far as I know. It's definitely not cinnamon sugar, and it has like a sweet cream cheese on the inside. It's outstanding, and it's one of the only places we can find it. So,
okay, before we leave Tomorrowland, there's another quick service location which has a snack which isn't far from Anti-Gravity's, sort of towards the left, headed towards Space Mountain. It's called the Cool Ship. You can get a variety of drinks and a Mickey pretzel here. So I've been here quite a few times to get that Mickey pretzel while we're waiting for the older kids to get off of Space Mountain. And that wraps up Tomorrowland.
Okay, well, on the way out of Tomorrowland, we're going to stop at the last counter service of the day, and that's going to be the Tomorrowland Terrace Restaurant. Now, I remember it being called the Noodle Station for the longest time, but either name, I've never eaten there. Most of the time is because it's one of those seasonal places. So a lot of the times we were going to the parks when it wasn't that crowded, and it was always closed. The last couple summers we've been there, it was incredibly crowded. But I've heard it's a great place. Have you guys ever been here?
I actually did finally get to eat there. It's like you, it's always been closed when we've been there in kind of an off season. We made it during spring break a couple of days this past trip, and it was open, so we made it a point to eat there. We weren't really even ready for a full meal, so we only tried a couple of the menu items. We had like two different pasta, one with a shrimp and then I believe a pasta primavera, and they were very good. But the menu, if I remember, is pretty extensive. Sam, do you have that available? Or
yeah, the menu to me almost feels like a little bit of a lot of different lands.
Yeah.
So it has a bacon cheeseburger, a pasta primavera with shrimp, a pasta Alfredo with chicken, a lobster roll, a beef and blue cheese salad, a citrus shrimp salad, chicken nuggets, and fried chicken. So to me, it almost sounds like a little bit from Fantasyland, a little bit from Adventureland, a little bit from all of the places. So
yeah,
quite a selection, a variety. I've never eaten from this menu. The only time I've been in this location is when it's open for one of the hard-ticketed events and you're getting the hot cocoa or the trick-or-treat there.
Yes.
But I'd love to get here sometime. It just never seems to be open.
Right. Now, this place also shares the seating area for those hard ticket events that are in that really great location in front of the castle for the fireworks and such like that, right?
Yeah, the Tomorrowland Wishes Dessert Party.
Right.
Tomorrowland Terrace Wishes Dessert Party. I have done that, and that's a great value, and I would recommend that to anybody.
Now, do either of you guys know, with all the hub construction, does that even have a chance to be open in the busier times? Are those dessert parties still going on, or is it kind of blocked off now?
The dessert parties are still going on. I reserved one not long ago. Now, as of April, when I was there, the walls are more on Main Street and around the hub, and they don't block any view from that terrace to the castle. Now, I don't know what the finished hub's going to look like, because that's going to get all filled in right there to make it bigger. So time will tell exactly what we'll end up with.
Sure.
We'll have to go down and see.
Research trip. Yes. We have a few of those we need to do.
Any reason to go? Okay, well, that was our walk around the Magic Kingdom's counter service restaurants.
What's your favorite? Where are you going to next time you get out? You're going straight for the Philly cheesesteak hot dog. I know it.
Yeah. No, that's not going to be the case. Actually, I think... the Pinocchio Village House sounds good as far as some of the new offerings they have, but definitely be our guest's lunch. How could I not go there?
Right. After this, I'm looking for a hot dog right now. I'm headed to Casey's as soon as I get there.
Well, real quick, I do remember hearing something. They're testing out, and I think you guys might have mentioned this, they're testing out fast passes for the lunch at Be Our Guest.
Yes.
So that might be something to look forward to as far as, like I said, waiting in that big, big line. A fast pass would definitely be a way to get around that. And to be honest with you, I would use one of my three to get a fast pass for the restaurant for the lunch.
I would as well. I looked for it when we've been down there, and I'm not sure what the secret is to have that show up, but I have heard it showing up for some people, and I think I would use it as well if I ever had a chance.
So, Jen, what's your favorite counter service at Magic Kingdom? Where are you headed when you're getting?
Oh, that's too hard. I get multiple Dole Whips every trip, so that... If we're talking about all the ones we talked about today, then that has to be my staple. But if we're actually talking about a meal, I love Columbia Harbor House.
Yeah, good.
Yep. But I haven't been to Casey's in a while either, so we just need lots of days in the Magic Kingdom.
Right. And you know that the artisan macaroni salad over at the Friar's Nook, that does kind of sound appealing too. I might have to try that place.
Yeah.
Something different.
It's a good thing you have to walk a lot on Disney vacations, is all I have to say.
That's true.
Well, that's it for show number 33. Thanks for joining us on our walk around the Magic Kingdom's counter service restaurants. We want to hear what you have to say. Let us know what your favorite counter service restaurant is. Send us an email at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com or stop by our Facebook page, The Disney Nerds Podcast, or the group page, The Disney Nerds Group. Let us know what you think. We always are looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say. You come up with a lot of great ideas that we don't even think about. And that's the whole point of doing the podcasts, being able to pass on information and definitely being able to get information from you guys. So for this week's show, I want to, again, thank Sam for helping us out. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you so much, Ed. Appreciate it. SamsDisneyDiary.com, @SamsDisneyDiary on the Twitter.
Awesome. And the same for you, Jen. Thanks so much for helping us out this week. We really appreciate it. How would we get in touch with you?
No? Thanks so much for having me again. It was great to be on. I can be found at fortheloveofdisney.com, F-O-R, The Love of Disney. And Facebook is The Love of Disney.
Excellent. I have my blog out there, the Maz Disney blog.blogspot.com. So stop by, check that out. And again, check out our Facebook pages. For Sam, Jen, and this is Ed. Thanks for listening this week to the Disney Nerds Podcast. See you later, guys.
Man, I'm hungry.
Absolutely.